Here's Chick on Stories. We're following for you on Robinhood Radio, taking a look at the figures released by the various counties local to our tri-state area yesterday in the COVID-19 pandemic. In Falls Village in Connecticut, none. Cornwall, 3. Kent, 7. New Milford, 202. Norfolk, 6. North Canaan, 4. Salisbury, 6. And Sharon, 11. Now, local Dutchess County COVID-19 case numbers as of yesterday afternoon. Amenia, 10. Clinton, 22. Dover, 42. Milan, 10. Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and Town of Northeast, less than 5. Pawling, 30. Pawling Village, 9. Pine Plains, 10. Pleasant Valley, 45. Red Hook, 25. Red Hook Village, less than 5. Rhinebeck, 44. Rhinebeck Village, 10. Stanford, 14. Tivoli Village, less than 5. And Washington, 10. And in Columbia County yesterday, as of 3 p.m., they still had that 13 community members that passed away from COVID-19. No new numbers there. 169 positive cases of COVID-19. 85 of the 169 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 15 of those positive cases are hospitalized. 4 of those hospitalized are in ICU. They've received 1,219 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 141 residents are under mandatory quarantine. 21 are under precautionary quarantine. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced that some people who filed for unemployment benefits should start to see an additional $600 in federal stimulus funds in their accounts. Lamont said the state's Department of Labor old computer system completed integrating the money into its current payouts. In New York State, essential workers can get financial aid to cover the cost of child care amid the coronavirus crisis. The funding was made by the Cuomo administration through the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, known as the CARES Act. Essential workers have access to care for children up to age 12. Among the jobs deemed essential, first responders, medical, hospital, nursing home, and group home workers, laboratory workers, mental health providers, and more. To qualify, a family's income needs to be less than 300% of the federal poverty level. For a family of 4, that's $78,600. A family of 3 qualifies if they earn less than $65,160. Funds will be available through May 15th or longer if the New York on pause is extended, and they'll be retroactive through April 20th. Dutchess and Putnam County families can apply for the program through the Child Care Council of Dutchess and Putnam website, which is located on the web at childcare.com. Dutchess.org. Well, Monday was a good day in Massachusetts. In Berkshire County, no new deaths from the coronavirus. The State Department of Public Health announced 104 new deaths statewide. Statewide, there were 1,524 new cases of coronavirus, a total now in Massachusetts of 56,462. Meanwhile, Governor Baker yesterday ordered the statewide ban on large gatherings and the closure of non-essential businesses be extended through May 18th. At a briefing, Baker said that the initial March 23rd orders helped slow the spread and flatten the curve of the coronavirus, and these measures need to continue for the state to beat the outbreak. Baker said his administration is monitoring data points across the state. That data will determine the reopening. Barrington Stage Company announced that it will produce a reduced and reprogrammed 2020 season starting in August due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, with the exception of fall production of Arthur Miller's The Price. The previously announced productions for the 2020 season will be positioned to 2021, including Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, in anticipation of a fully mounted production in 2021. The soon-to-be-announced outdoor venue in Pittsfield will be holding that. A concert adaptation will feature a cast of 16 and a live orchestra. The Musical Theater Conservatory, which was scheduled to run May 26th through August 1st, has been canceled, and a gala that was to be held on June 26th has been postponed to a later date to be announced. Meanwhile, the St. Germain Theater and Mr. Finn Cabaret will be closed for the season. With the exception of South Pacific, all performances will be in the Boyd Quinson main stage at 30 Union Street. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 32.23 to 24,101.55 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today down 122.43 at 8,607.73. And the S&P 500 opens up today down 15.09 at 2,863.39. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.